Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
There's a time and a place for filet of fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Today on The Grave Talks, a conversation about the spirits of the Smith County Courthouse with Mid-10 Paranormal founder, Stephen Denson. Carthage, Tennessee is nestled at the convergence of two rivers, and it was a strategic post during the Civil War, serving as a major federal base in the battle for the Upper Cumberland River region. In the heart of this small town, you'll find the Smith County Courthouse, constructed between 1877 and 1879, standing proudly on the downtown square. This architectural gem, praised as the handsomest in the state back in the day, is a stunning example of the Second Empire style, and it's no wonder that in 1979, it earned a spot on the National Register of Historic Places. But behind its elegant facade lies a dark and eerie history. The courthouse, the second to be built on this site, has witnessed public hangings and untimely deaths, leaving restless spirits in its wake, like Jeff, who seems to rule the third floor, Paul, who tragically died on the first floor during a Christmas event, and a mysterious lady who haunts the stairs. Today on The Grave Talks, the spirits of the Smith County Courthouse. A conversation with Stephen Denson of Mid-10 Paranormal. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I appreciate your time. Now, you are the founder of Mid-10 Paranormal, 10 being Tennessee. How did you end up being the founder of a paranormal investigation group?
Well, me and my wife, Terry, we have three daughters, and we decided to raise our children first before we set out on the endeavor of the paranormal. But she is your uptight skeptic, as you want to say. You have to prove it to her, basically, and she questions everything about it, which I like that. And me, myself, I've been around haunted places my whole life. I've lived in one when I was a kid. I've seen my grandfather walk down the hallway when I was about 8 year old, and he looked at me. He was plain as looking at a normal human being. And I don't know if that triggered it or whatever, but just the shows come along and books. So we started Mid-10 around 2019. And like I said, after we got our children grown and they were set, we kind of set out. We volunteered at a couple of locations here in Tennessee. And so we decided to take our team on the road, and we travel coast to coast. We've got a extra team member now. Her name is Becky. And actually, one of my twins, Bianca, she's been doing it now with us, and she wanted to be a part of the team, so she goes with us wherever we go now.
And that's just kind of a fun family thing too, if you've got one of your kids going with you.
Yeah, it's rather she likes it or she likes to travel. One of the two, I ain't figured that out yet.
Yeah, that's true, because it could be like yeah. Mom, and if I go with mom and dad, I can take this trip and it won't cost me much.
Right, exactly.
Now, how many people then do you have on your team?
Just four total. Us four.
I think it's really important with your wife being skeptical. I think that's an important person to have on a team. You know, there,
it is.
So often I'm like, ooh, that place is haunted. But I need someone like her to go, is it? And yeah. You kind of need that balance, I think, with a team.
Yeah.
So when you guys started investigating, was there a certain place that really got you interested in it? Or was it just kind of, hey, let's put together a team, dive in, and just see what we discover that's out there?
So me and my wife, we'd done it for a couple of years before we added anybody on. So we were hitting the Midwest. And when we started our Facebook, that's where all of our following come from, was like the Midwest mostly. So we started doing Iowa and Kansas, Nebraska, and all this. So then we started getting into some events and stuff out there. And me and my wife, we'd set out 7 days and, you know, get a couple of hours of sleep. We go to the next location, do it again, you know. And so we kind of built it that way. And, but far as like a single location, I mean, we love all locations. You know, if it's, even if it's not haunted or active, it's just the history of it, mm-hmm. and the architecture, you know, a lot of it, the looks, you know, it's just, that's what I like about it.
I agree with you. I love the history. I think that's so fascinating. I love being in old buildings. Now, I'm not brave like you. I'm not going to go spend the night any place, but I love going in them. I'm just,
yeah.
I think for me, because I did grow up in a haunted house as a kid, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to live like that again. So I'm always afraid I'm going to bring something home. I'm like, one haunted house in my lifetime was enough. But I think it really does spark you into a lifelong curiosity. Obviously, I'm sitting here doing paranormal podcasting. And so yep. I think it just, there's a fascination. There's these unanswered questions. It's a, what was that? I can't exactly explain why that happened. Like with your wife, I'm going to guess she's encountered a few things that even as a skeptic, she's like, I'm not sure what that was.
She has seen like your shadow, of course, but she has seen a full body apparition at a home in Iowa, and it's like 1 a.m. in this little bitty town. You know, everybody's asleep. Whatever, it's very small, and she's like, "Hey, there's somebody on the front porch." And so I go out the back door, because you can't go out the front door at this time, but there's like a mud room between the front door and the actual front door. And that's where she's seen that little boy at. And I run around there. It's storming that night, I believe. and there's nobody there. So I come back in. I'm like, what are you talking about? So what did you see? And she was like, it was a little boy. He had short hair and overalls and a white shirt. I was like, think about it. I said, this is the 2000s. I said, no kids wear that no more. I was like, you got me out in the rain looking for a kid and everything else. But, you know, that's what she's seen. And she tried to debunk it, you know, if it was the glare or whatever. But she was pretty dead set. That's what it was. But she still has it in the back of her mind. What if it was this or something, you know?
You know, if I was to see a child, I think my maternal instincts would kick in and I'd be like, what are you doing? You've got to get home. You know, what are you doing here? And so obviously, you know, I just saw that. I've got to figure out how to get this kid home. And if the kid all of a sudden ain't there, then it's like, what did I see exactly?
Right.
So do you have any places, and we're going to talk about a couple in a minute, but outside of the two we're going to talk about tonight, do you have any places that you have investigated that you really connected with? Or it was like, this place is active in a way that really piqued your curiosity and interest, or something that was just a little different to you? Or do you kind of find that, I guess once I said that, it made me think, there's probably every location has an aspect of that.
Well, there's some that kind of get to, you know, I'm going to say kind of your favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Edinburgh Manor.
And oh, yeah.
Iowa. That's one of my favorite. We've actually got it coming up. That's one of my favorites. There and then, of course, the building that we have now, that's, I don't know, it kind of drew me in, and that's why I do what I do there now.
And that's the Smith County Courthouse, and that's in Carthage, Tennessee. Is that where you live, right in that area?
Yes, I could be at the courthouse in like a minute and a half.
It is a really great looking courthouse. If you think old courthouse in Tennessee, kind of picture that. Looks like it's what, three stories maybe?
Yes.
And picture that in your brain, in red brick. And it kind of is what you would think it would look like. Did you grow up in Carthage or in that area?
I grew up about 20 minutes west in Lebanon, but I've had family live in Carthage.
So the courthouse is something you've seen your whole life.
Yeah.
And at what point did you find out there might be something else going on behind those walls?
Well, whenever we moved to Carthage, you got to think this is a very small town. This, we're kind of in the Bible Belt, and a certain generation kind of frowns upon that. So, you know, we come in, we didn't, you know, guns blazing or nothing, you know, so we kept quiet when we, you know, moved to Carthage and did what we did. But when we actually come out and said, you know, we're with the paranormal group, you know, and then the city reached out to us, wanted to do some things, but what kind of drew me in is going by. I'm like, you know, I know there's a lot of history there, you know, so I started doing in the history, and the people that knew us, that knew we had the paranormal group, they would tell us all the time about people seeing things in the courthouse and all of this. And then they had a active playhouse that was on the second floor. They did just like community plays up there. And the play director would tell me all the time, he was like, this place is haunted, you know, whatever. So we got in touch with everybody and got it lined up. We went in and did it. And then we started advertising a little bit. And then small town, once again, we become your local. God, it was like we were devil worshipers or something, you know, for what we've done. I'm like, we're not doing nothing. We're just going in an old building, you know, and seeing if anything's there. What are you talking about? But But like I said, you're in the South. You're in the Bible Belt here.
I talked to a lady yesterday, and she has a location in Bel Air, Ohio, called the Ross House. And it's close to the Bel Air House. And she said same thing. You know, it's a little town. Half the town thinks she's crazy. And she's like, but, you know, they don't know what's going on in this house. And she brought in somebody because she was just confused. She'd never been in a house like that, and her family owned it. And they never really lived in the house. They kind of bought it for storage for a business they had. And she's like, the whole town thinks they're crazy. And that's what happens in small towns. It's like if you kind of stepping outside the line, it's like, you know, what is Steve doing going in the courthouse again? Him and his devil worshiping.
Yeah. But a lot of your people that were into paranormal here, they've kind of got a easement, you know, because we took the blunt of the whole effect. And, you know, and they're coming out like, oh, yeah, you know, we have this. We've seen this. You know, we got a lot of people now opening up to us. And but still behind closed doors, a lot of them that have to uphold an image in town with people actually come to us. And I find that funny. I do. But, you know, a lot of them's like, you know, we love it, but we can't do it, you know, because they have that image to uphold.
Well, you can't be the mayor and go do a paranormal investigation, because then everybody's going to be that something's wrong. Our mayor is now a devil worshiper. Do you find with people, I think it's interesting. A lot of people, they go, oh, I don't believe in that stuff. But this one time, and then they'll go on to tell you a story that I'm like, well, how do you explain that?
Yeah.
You know, but I don't believe in it. But that one time this thing happened, or one time I drove by the courthouse and I saw something in one of those upstairs windows.
Yeah. But, and it usually starts out as one question, and then an hour later, you know, they're wanting to see videos and pictures and everything else. And you're like, okay, you know. So it's good. I mean, I'm glad people can get out of their shell with it, you know.
And did you say, because I find this really interesting, that there's a theater, like a community theater in the courthouse?
They use the second floor as a playhouse.
A great idea.
And the, which they have moved now to another location, I think a bigger location. But they done many a play, and I never knew living here that there was a playhouse up there until last year around December. No, 2 years ago, December, and we went to a Clue play, and I was like, wow, you know, in which I knew the old courthouse, but I had never been, I had been in it and I investigated, because the guy that was the play director always, you know, told me stories. And every time we'd get done with an investigation, he would call me the next day and like, what did you find? You know, all the time. But when I started telling him stories, it kind of spooked him to where he wouldn't go in the courthouse by himself no more. Oh. And right after that, it was a short-lived, you know, knowing of each other. He had passed away from COVID in January. And so is he there? Is he not?
Oh,
you know,
yeah. I don't know.
He was always into it, but was scared to death of it. So,
and
I don't know.
So many people I have found that are tied, so many theaters, I should say, are haunted, and by people who used to work there, because so many people, or maybe they were actors or stage, managers or directors, ushers. I've talked to several. They believe an usher is still there. But I think people are so tied to that theater for different reasons. It's a passion. And yeah. So I do think they tend to come back and go to where they loved.
Right.
Now, that courthouse, now this goes way back. So this was built like 1879, 80 in there?
Well, that actually is the second courthouse that's on the property. Well, that was on that property.
Okay, so there was a smaller one maybe first?
Yes, there was one built 1800, which Carthage was founded in 1799. And the first one was built 1800. And it was basically like a one big room, wood structure, and it lasted for 70 years up to 1870. And so the courthouse now was started after tearing down everything, years went by, they erected this one. They started in 1875 and completed 1877, and which it originally was two-story, the courthouse now. And as the town grew, got bigger, they added a third floor onto it. So basically they just cut the roof, raised it, put another floor on, and set the roof back down on top, because it actually has, if you look at the picture, the windows on top, they're like porthole windows, the big circle windows.
Oh, I didn't even really think about that looking at pictures of it.
Yeah. And they wanted to keep them. So they just cut it up and raised it, put floor on, put roof back down on it. And which that was probably late 60s, early 70s, 1960s, 70s. But there was a total of four vaults and a big safe in the courthouse at one time. The vaults are still there, safe's still there. But it was built with no windows in the vaults where they kept all the archives. So they built it that way so that the Indians and the Union soldiers couldn't throw fire through the windows to burn the archive rooms.
Oh, that was forward thinking. Because, you know, a lot of places, at some point in their history, they lost everything. Yeah. Because of not storing it properly, not thinking about things like that.
And they are all behind. It's like a steel bifold doors, and then you got a solid steel door that closes behind that. So, I mean, it was kept protected, and every archive is in that book dating back to 1799. But that was their, you know, way of thinking beforehand, you know, what ifs, you know. Which now they have cut windows in there now. I guess just for light, whatever, you know, air circulation maybe at the time, but
because they don't use it as the courthouse now, do they?
No, it's been shut down now. I think about 10, 12 years it's been set vacant, except for the historians in there, and I've only met him a couple of times, Well, I've met him more a couple of times. I've only seen him in there maybe twice in like 2 years. And he actually has an office in there, but he just comes and goes when he wants, you know.
So that huge building, there's one guy that has an office in there.
And that's it. Yep.
That's a big building. I wonder what that guy's seen. And if he will admit to seeing anything, because it seems like
I'm going to guess, and I may butcher it, but in his late 80s, and he has a side deal where he finds graves with dowsing rods. That's what he likes to do. And when they built the new courthouse over by the river, again, on the other side of town, he had to go in and find graves, and they moved them graves to build the courthouse on that property. So, and they were basically unmarked or destroyed tombstones or whatever. And he went in and they exhumed them, moved them over to the cemetery we have in town. And he goes all over to help people find graves, like unmarked graves.
That's an interesting talent. Because yeah. I was going to call it a side hustle, but I don't think that's it. I think right. that's an actual talent. Because to use dowsing rods and to be able to actually find them, like that almost seems like something he learned from someone else. You know, how do you
And it's kind of like you can't fake it till you make it with that profession, you know, because if you say, okay, it's right here and the person digs and nothing's there. You know, so I guess he's got a good track record with it. You know, I guess he's pretty spot on with them.
I don't even know how you would learn that. But in the dowsing rods, too, that's impressive. That is impressive. So once the courthouse was emptied outside of him in his office there, when did people start, or maybe it was something that people had talked about for a long time, like supposedly it's haunted and like, you know, how stories go around in a small community about, you know, I heard this story and this person heard that story. So did
you, which the courthouse still got to see some action time, you know, not very well on the inside after it closed, but on the outside of the property, you know, they still held William Walton Days, which William Walton was the founder of Carthage. They still do that. They still do the maneuvers here. You know, all these festivals, they have movie night outside the courthouse. They put a big projector, a big screen, and the whole town just goes up there and sits on the road, you know, on the courthouse lawn and watches movies, you know, whatever, you know, it still sees stuff. It's just kind of like they don't, like they utilize the space there, but they don't occupy it.
How then were you able to, did you have to approach the city council and say, hey, I'd like to go and investigate the courthouse, and if I find anything, I'd like to bring other teams in to investigate? How did that conversation come about?
It was kind of put in my lap.
That and makes it easier than having to present to the city council.
But I still had to fight for it. I did. It was offered to me, and I was like, let me see what I can do, because I don't want to open it up if nothing's there. You know, I can't. You know, I can't put something there if it's not there. And so we went in 10 times or whatever, you know, and we were getting interactions. And so I went back to him. I said, yeah, I could do something with it. And so we went to council, you know, our town mayor, and he was like, yeah. He was like, you know, here's the rules, no alcohol on the premises. And I said, yeah, we don't do that, you know. And so we made the agreement with them, and which it puts money back into the town. And, you know, I pleaded the case with them. You know, I was like, look, if people come up, you know, it's the courthouse sits right on the main strip here in Carthage on the town square, where you have restaurants, boutiques, little antique shops, whatever. And people come in. Like, I know we do. We go into towns. We hit every little antique shop. My wife, she's a collector. And, you know, we spend money in every town we go to. And I was like, you know, it's going to bring this in. You know, it's going to bring you money on different businesses. And which there's an Airbnb that I've got with the owner, and we kind of got an agreement. You know, if people need somewhere to sleep, he's gave me the chance to put them in the Airbnb for, you know, a better price. And so it kind of helps out with that as well. And, but it's, they were good with it. So we started doing it. We started bringing people in, and then more and more and more. And then other businesses have reached out. Hey, come do this. Because like the whole town of Carthage, I mean, it's old, mm-hmm. you know, and used to be Walton Hotel. We done it a couple of times and had an event out there, and then it recently got sold. But, you know, we were booking it. We would book the whole hotel out at night, you know, for our events, for people to go sleep there, you know, and to book a whole hotel out, I mean, it's not cheap, right. But, you know, it brings quite a bit of money in, though. So that's it. It was kind of a smooth ride, but we still had to fight a little bit for it.
Now, did you go in and investigate first, and you're like, yeah, this is a pretty active location?
Yes, it was. I'm going to say they started warming up to us the more they seen us. And now, I mean, like, I just had this conversation with a good friend of mine today. We were talking about, because he's wanting to come back up to the courthouse. And I told him, I was like, you know, well, we're getting on the third floor now. It's getting pretty ramped up. And I said, my name is, you know, it's been coming across devices more and more and more and more. I guess where I'm solely the one that does the overnights and things like that, because my wife, she's an optician in Mount Juliet, about 45 minutes west of here. And so she works pretty solid. So, in which I have a full-time job in town as well, but my schedule is more lenient than hers. So I kind of, you know, take it under my wing to do it, you know. And I guess where I'm there more and more and more, more devices, more names, you know, I'd be sitting there, people want me to investigate with them, the teams that come out, and they'll have devices out, you know, I'll just be sitting there listening, whatever, and like, they just, hey, Steven, you know, and on instance, this whole group was introducing themselves, and I thought I heard something out in the hallway, so I kind of was looking out the door, and I wasn't paying attention to them at the time, saying their names, who they were, because it asked them who was here. And I thought I heard something, so I was just looking out in the hallway, and they got done saying their name, and I guess whatever it was waiting on me to say my name, and I didn't, and it come across, and that's Steven.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, that's me. I said, I'm sorry. I was like, I thought I heard you out in the hallway, and it says you did. And I was like, okay. So I'm sorry I didn't say my name. I said, but it knew, you know.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation with Steven Denson of Mid-10 Paranormal about the spirits of the Smith County Courthouse. For more information, just search Haunted Smith County Courthouse or Mid-10, that's TENN, Paranormal, on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advanced episodes, everything commercial-free, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and find everything there, also all ad-free. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.